Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
On the subject of the difficulties with anti-Semitism, Tembisa Fakuda, he's a political analyst, he's a senior research fellow at AFRAID, joining us this morning. Tembisa Fakuda, good morning. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So we wanted to ask you about the situation in Russia, and particularly with regard to the Jewish community, because obviously this has now become a problem. Thousands of Jews quit Russia amid fears of persecution. What's the update?
Well, the update is that currently the chief rabbi of Russia in Moscow has left Moscow via Hungary into Israel, and this has created a talk in Moscow with some of the Jewish people condemning him from leaving them behind, and some others saying that it was the right thing to do. So that's a controversy at the moment, but this follows fears, of course, that there might be some sort of backlash against the Jewish community in Moscow in particular.
Why would there be any focus at all on the Jewish community? You know, this war is between Russia and Ukraine. Why would the Jewish community even be under threat?
Well, it's always the case. The most affluent are often the first one to be targeted whenever there is a protest or heaval of any sort. And I think that's the fear that might happen, given that Russia is not doing that well in Ukraine. And Ukraine, as you know, the president of Ukraine is of Jewish descent, and there's been rise of anti-Semitism texts in Russia. So that has created those kind of fears that they might just turn into the Jewish community in Moscow, particularly if they do fail in Ukraine.
The relationship between communism in the past and religion was always a difficult one. The Jewish community, of course, were persecuted quite severely. Certain Christian practices were allowed, but there's always been a very, very difficult relationship between communism and religion, being the opiate of the masses, etc. But obviously, in the last 20 to 30 years, these things have opened up. Is this a little bit of a throwback to what was?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a little bit of a throwback to what was. But there is general fear, not only in Russia, by the way, in other parts of Europe, that there is rise of anti-Semitism. Mm. But we have seen some of the rhetoric that has come from some of the top officials in Russia regarding issues impacting on Jews. So, you know, there is that general fear that if you're going to have the president himself apologize on behalf of some of his senior ministers for uttering anti-Semitic statements, you can imagine how that is received by the general populace in Russia.
And it is interesting what you're saying and what you opened with, the criticism of the chief rabbi having left Russia. I have to tell you that I feel a little bit negatively towards that choice, because surely you have somewhat of a responsibility to the community that you represent. And if you're in a privileged position to be able to leave, well, you know, I'm not sure that, that the best option is to do that. What has been the reaction?
Well, the reaction has been, there's been a mixed bag of reaction, but many people, of course, condemning him from leaving and leaving them behind. So that has created problems. And one would have expected that as a leader of the community, he would have been the last one to leave. But he was the first one to leave, setting a very wrong precedence and inviting a barrage of criticism for that action.
And apparently that is the chief rabbi. He left, I think, a few weeks in to the war, Rabbi Goldschmidt and his family left Russia first through Hungary and then into Israel. He stepped down from his position. He spoke out against the war, which obviously was important, and he couldn't really do that from within Russia. That I do understand. But the question is, what was his role? And I'd like your thoughts on it on 34519 or 0618951019. What should he have done? Should he have stayed to look after the community, or should he have left as he did to speak out about the war? Are there any other religious groups that are concerned at the moment within Russia? Are we seeing that, or is this primarily a Jewish community concern?
Well, there's always been a problem between the Russia and some Muslim communities in Russia. If you remember, there were those big attacks that happened in different parts of Russia against the Muslims. But right now what we see happening is a community that has, to an extent, enjoyed a calm relationship with the larger part of the Russian ethnic, different ethnic communities in Russia, suddenly been highlighted. We don't know whether the BBC's report from where this was highlighted is exaggerated or not, but suffice to say that if you're going to have the chief rabbi of a city the size of Moscow living, it means that there is something really serious happening there. And this will certainly impact on the general Jewish populace in Moscow. But regarding other minorities or other ethnic groups and religious groups in Russia, we haven't seen much or heard much from them.
Right, and just for those, just to give you some perspective of those numbers, 20,000, just over 20,000 Jews have left Russia since March, and that is out of an estimated total of 165,000. Now, that's a big, big number. Certainly something that we're going to keep an eye on. Tembisa Fukuda, thank you as always for bringing us up to speed on these conversations. Tembisa Fukuda, political analyst, senior research fellow at FRAISE. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.